In this bulletin, another day with more than 100 COVID-19 cases in New South Wales. South Australia's Premier says a statewide lockdown on track to end on Tuesday. And in sport, another gold medal for Australia at the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The New South Wales Crisis Cabinet met on Monday to discuss the state's coronavirus outbreak after recording 145 new locally acquired cases in the past day. Eight people have died during the latest COVID-19 outbreak, which authorities are hoping to control with stay-at-home lockdown orders for Greater Sydney. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says transmission is happening in critical workplaces and households, but vaccines can play a role in ending the spread. She says it's important to focus on vaccinating young people who are moving around the city frequently.
We are leaving no stone unturned in terms of how to recalibrate or our vaccine strategy to actually have a much more targeted focus on where on the communities of southwestern Sydney and understand best how to use the available vaccine, noting that there is no supply constraints around AstraZeneca. And as I've indicated, it's a very effective vaccine.
And the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is recommending everyone in Sydney have any vaccine available, including AstraZeneca. The federal government has praised Victoria and South Australia for its lockdown progress and encouraged New South Wales to keep up its hard work against COVID-19. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says GPs have delivered 5.8 million vaccinations, calling this group of medical professionals the backbone of the national vaccination program.
It is critical that we have as many people come forward as soon as possible. So no matter where you are in the country, this disease can strike you. It is a global pandemic.
The Victorian government says it'll decide whether lockdown will end on Tuesday based on the most up-to-date coronavirus data. The state recorded just 11 new COVID-19 cases on Monday, and all were in isolation during their infectious period. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says the decision has not yet been finalised for an easing of restrictions as authorities weigh up the risk. And a statewide lockdown in South Australia is expected to end as planned tomorrow at midnight, but not all restrictions will be lifted. More from South Australian correspondent Peter Doherty.
Authorities say they're confident the current wave of COVID-19 infections has been contained, with just one new case identified on Monday, bringing the outbreak total to 19. The new infection is a man in his 80s, connected to a high-risk exposure site. More than 100 contacts from two venues of concern have been placed in Medi-Hotel quarantine. When lockdown lifts on Wednesday morning, new restrictions will come into effect, which include caps of 10 at home gatherings and 25% capacity at venues where only seated guests can be served. Masks will be required in high-risk settings such as healthcare, beauty services and on public transport. Peter Doherty, Adelaide.
The federal government has unveiled a draft plan to crack down on misconduct which leaves migrant farm workers disadvantaged and exploited. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says he wants to ensure Australia retains its reputation as a positive destination for skilled migrants and workers. Under the proposed legislation, criminal offences and fines would apply to bosses who take advantage of migrant farm employees. The plan would also outlaw use of immigration status to coerce workers and the pressuring of people to accept employment which breaches visa conditions. Moving on to sport now, an Australian swimmer, Ariane Titmus, has won gold in the women's 400-metre freestyle at the Tokyo Olympic Games. It's the 20-year-old's first Olympic Games and Australia's second gold medal after the women's team won the 4x100-metre relay. Five-time Olympic champion Katie Ledecky from the US came a close second to the Australian. Let's have a look at Tuesday's weather now. Showers, wind easing in Perth, 18 degrees for you. Showers developing in Adelaide, 19. Becoming windy with a possible late shower in Melbourne, 17. A possible shower in Hobart, 15. Much the same for Canberra. Fine weather for Wollongong, 22 degrees. The sunshine continues in Sydney, 21. Much the same for Newcastle. Fine weather for Brisbane, 23 for you. A partly cloudy day in Cairns, 27. And sunny in Darwin, a top of 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like more analysis of the day in news as well as special features, don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.